Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here. And welcome back to Retire Early Mindset. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt and your bank account is looking emptier than an episode of Survivor. Well, guess what? It's totally normal. But here's the thing. We're not just talking about crushing financial goals here. We're talking about building a mindset that can handle anything life throws our way. And let me tell you, self-compassion is your secret weapon. Today, we're diving deep into the power of cultivating self-compassion and understanding. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, self-compassion? Isn't that just being soft on yourself? Nah, my friend. This isn't about giving in to your every whim or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think of it this way. Imagine your best pal is having a rough day. Would you berate them for their mistakes? Heck no. You'd probably lend an ear, offer words of encouragement, and remind them that they're awesome, even when things aren't perfect. Well, guess what? You deserve the same treatment. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that'll have you practicing self-compassion like a pro. 1. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, no one is perfect. We all make mistakes, stumble, and sometimes even fall flat on our faces. It's part of the human experience. So, stop beating yourself up over every little slip-up. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, life isn't about being flawless. It's about embracing the journey with all its bumps and bruises. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? Take a step back and practice mindfulness. Paying attention to the present moment, without judgment, can help you calm the inner critic and cultivate a sense of peace. Try taking a few deep breaths, noticing the sensations in your body, or focusing on the sounds around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner voice. Sometimes it's supportive, other times, well, let's just say it could use a good therapist. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself if there's any evidence to support them, or if they're just unhelpful distortions of reality. Remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, starting with yourself. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, celebrate your victories. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Aced that presentation at work? Finished a challenging workout? Give yourself a high five. Recognizing and appreciating your accomplishments boosts your confidence and reinforces positive self-belief. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the golden rule of self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same love, care, and understanding you would offer a loved one. When you're feeling down, don't be afraid to reach out for support. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Now, let me paint you a picture. You're heading into that important meeting, but your stomach is doing somersaults. Doubt starts creeping in. What if I mess up? What if they don't like my ideas? But instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath and remind yourself. Hey, it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies sometimes. I've prepared well, and I'm capable of handling this. You walk into the meeting with newfound confidence, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you'll treat yourself with kindness and understanding regardless. See, self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them with grace and resilience. It's about building a relationship with yourself based on trust, acceptance, and support. And guess what? That makes all the difference in navigating life's ups and downs, financial or otherwise. So, here's your takeaway. Start practicing self-compassion today. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're capable of amazing things. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. And don't forget to subscribe to Retire Early Mindset. Because let's face it, we all deserve a little financial freedom and a whole lot of self-compassion. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity,
Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.